The Harlan boys and girls tennis teams are showing great numbers already to start the season. The Cyclones feature 30 girls and 14 boys in the tennis team, so many that they are even looking to hire an assistant coach for the first time in Harlan's tennis program.
We're right around 30 for the number of girls we have out, which is amazing. We have such big numbers this year with the girls team. And then with the boys, we're right about 14 or 15 right now. So together, we're over 40 usually on a typical practice day, which was great. So our AD approached us this year and offered to have an assistant coach for the first time, which kind of helped with numbers wise, just having enough people to coach at practice. So we're close to 40 is a good number, boys and girls combined, and just having a ton of girls out, which is good too.
With so many athletes out for tennis, the Cyclones have a lot of young and experienced talent that needs to be taught the basics of the court. Head coaches Michael Ruschenberg and Dylan Stain have been diving in with the more technical aspects of training to prepare these young athletes for the opening of tennis season next week.
Technical aspects we have kind of focused on with how many new girls and boys we really truly have out. We have a ton of new kids out. We started at the beginning basics level on the first week of practice. This is how you hold the racket. This is the grip you need for a forehand or backhand or a volley when you're serving, working on tossing of the serve, working on my footwork. This is where my feet should be pointed. So really just the basics is what we've been trying to focus on a lot. The majority of our team, because the majority of our team needs that instruction.
The returnees for the girls' team this season for the Cyclones feature one of the top players in the area, Erica Rust, who will be the number one for Harlan. Alongside Rust will be Scarlett McGinnis, who played as the number three last season and will move up to the number two spot on the court. On the boys' side, Colton Hagel will be the one returnee in his second year of tennis. He will likely be at the top of his number one this season and will face some tough competition.
Yep. So returning, biggest one for us will be Erica Rust. She played number one last year for us as a junior, and we expect her to do some great things. Our number two this year on the girls' side will be, as of now, Scarlett McGinnis, and she played number three for us last year, and she is just like one of the most consistent players we have. We're expecting big things out of those two at the top of our lineup for the girls. On the boys' side, Colton Hagel, he was our sixth last year. Last year was his first year out for tennis, and this is his second year, and he'll be expected to be graduated our 1 through 5 seeds on our boys' side. So there's going to be a lot of new faces for the boys' team, and Colton's going to get thrust into a position that he's going to be facing a lot more challenging competition. He's watched a lot of professional tennis. He has learned so much by just watching professional tennis players play and seeing the strategies that they use. And then for the boys, after that, we're just going to be relying on new faces to kind of step up and take places of people who graduated.
Tennis is a sport that you have to develop in high school rather than in middle school or a club league. Coach Ruschenberg described that tennis is one of those sports that many high schoolers haven't experienced before and usually have to start with the basics at an early high school level.
Tennis is not a sport that, like basketball, for example, if somebody comes out for basketball as a freshman in high school, they've probably either played it before or seen it been played, and they kind of understand the rules and the concept and how it's scored. If somebody comes out for tennis freshman year, well, it's not a middle school sport, and it's not really something that's big, especially in towns like Harlan. It's, you know, the size of Harlan. It's not like a club thing you can kind of do, you know, all the time. So it's a sport where we kind of have to teach them everything about it if they have no experience with it when coming out. So I think that's just the biggest thing with the younger kids is this is how it works. And now that you understand how it works, now we can start working on the technical and strategical aspects of it. But if we don't teach you how the sport works and kind of what the concept is and the scoring, you're going to have a hard time doing anything else.
One thing that Coach Ruschenberg is looking forward to most is seeing the growth of these athletes this season. As a coach, the most rewarding thing is watching an athlete grow throughout the whole season and only continue to stay motivated to get better.
I think just the growth from when we had our first practice and then talking to Coach Stain on the last day after whatever our last meet is just to see that growth. Because we have so many new kids out, that first practice was interesting. Just the amount of kids who had never really even held a racket in their hand before and who could, you know, had a hard time just, you know, bouncing the ball up and down from their racket to the court, back up and down. And then by the end of the season, seeing them play full matches against another person and keeping the sustained rally is kind of what I'm looking forward to as well.
Harlan swings into the season this coming Thursday, April 4th, against Denison Schleswig. The girls will travel to Denison while the boys will host the Monarchs at home. Both will start at 4 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.